Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The second baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Hamilton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Nunnally. Batting 7th. The DH, Michael Tucker. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting 9th. The catcher, Brent Maine. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jason Jarcombe. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jarcombe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Damon hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer fields the ball and throws to Radke covering. Safe. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Walbeck. And Mears drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Keith Lockhart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhart hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Lockhart reaches second base with a double. Goodwin scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cordova scores. Lewis moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leos scores. Coomer moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Becker bunts towards the mound. Jarcombe fields it and throws to third for the out. Walbeck moves to second. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walbeck moves to third. Becker moves to second. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears is 0-1 in the game. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nunnally strikes out. One out. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Main hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-1 in the game. Munoz hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Nunnally who is chasing the ball. Cordova reaches third base with a triple. Puckett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Scott Leos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leos is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Leos hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cordova tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0-1 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lockhart is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhart hits a fly ball towards center. Becker catches it and throws to first to double up Goodwin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart misplays the ball. That's an error on Lockhart. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lockhart fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Gagne covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally is 0 for 1 in the game. Nunnally strikes out. 2 outs. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into left field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maine is 0 for 1 in the game. Maine hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Maine reaches second base with a double. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Damon is 0 for 2 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maine moves to third. 1 out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Maine scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lockhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodwin moves to third. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cordova is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leoz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leoz moves to second. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nunnally. Walbeck reaches second base with a double. Leoz scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walbeck moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunnally is 0-for-2 in the game. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nunnally for the out. Two outs. Michael Tucker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mears moves to second. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mears moves to third. Two outs. Jim Converse now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Main is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Main hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0-for-3 in the game. Damon strikes out. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Maesteller pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maesteller strikes out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walbeck takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hamelin scoops it up and throws to first, with Converse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dan Maesteller now playing first base. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lockhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhart hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hamelin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamelin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamelin hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 4 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nunnally is 0 for 3 in the game. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maesteller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nunnally for the out. One out. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Main is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Main hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.